I'm going to give you a few things before I get into scripture. I'm still talking about how to release the ministry of angels in your life. But the Spirit of God said a demonical conspiracy will be shut down in the body of Christ tonight. It has been a conspiracy for us not to really know the ministry of angels and to know their ministry toward us. It's been a demonical conspiracy, and he has, for quite some time, he has kept us from acknowledging or being able to yield to the assistance of angels. Angels, we thought about them just being a white gum and a wing, but no, many times they take the form of a human. And so I don't know how I can excite you or get your expectation up for a different type of life by the instruction and the direction and the ministry of angels are really kindreds to the Holy Spirit. You know, we found out about the Holy Spirit after many years, the real Holy Spirit. And now this heavenly government that is from an apostolic standpoint that had been held back because the apostle wasn't there to usher this revelation in right is coming to the church now. So I need not you to sit tonight and think that when I finish tonight that your life will be on the same level. It will not. You see, that conspiracy has been to hold you back from the ministry of angels. One way he did it is to think you got to be do everything right. You're holy, 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 holy. No, angel help all of you all. God wants you to live right. So also I want you to write down that you got the conspiracy. In other words, there's something that God had for you you couldn't get because you didn't know how to yield to the angel anointing that was around you. Another thing he said to me, tell him that an awareness that will increase our ability to get the job done. There's an awakening and a awareness, I'm going to use another word, a consciousness of angelical assistance. The importance of angelical ministry. Angels divinely assisted at Jesus' birth. Jesus, on his way to the cross, made a statement in Matthew's gospel. He said something. Matthew 26:53. He talks about he can call a legion of angels. That's 80,000 angels. He didn't call them, because he had to go through that ordeal for us. But he just let us know, I use angel ministry. And if Jesus used angel ministry, we need to understand how this thing works. All right? So you got that scripture, 26:53. Mm-hmm. 12 legions, he said, I can call. And the calculation, that's about 80,000 angels. And I saw in my study, one angel killed 127,000 people. Syrian, you know, that's powerful, man. One angel. And so we sort of out of it. A lot of enlightenment going to have to come because you cannot become excited about something you really don't have a revelation about. And so I'll have to work for a while with you. But angel ministry was at the grave. Who do you think rolled that stone away?
Amen.
So they were in Jesus' ministry. Just take note as I go. In our text, go back to Acts now. I was going to go to, but I'm going to go back to the text. Acts 1. I got stuck at the beginning now. And I'm on this. It seemed like the Holy Ghost had me bring some things into the revelation of the body of Christ that will become more powerful. Now the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit has no problem with angels. It's because it's the Father's divine way of doing certain things. Maybe I'll whet your appetite with this. When the scripture in Luke 1:37, look at that first. I think it's Luke 1:37. Look at that first, because I want you to understand how powerful angels really are and what great assignment God gives to them. And their ministry is beyond this world.
Amen. Yes, sir.
It was an angel talking in that 37th verse. Angels knew that. This angel said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, he said this in my study. I recognized he was in on it. The angels are called to make a lot of things that wouldn't have been possible. Possible. Therefore, some things in your life that have come to the point that it does not seem like it's possible, when you learn the attitude and the fortitude of the angels' ministry, you're going to turn into another person. Look in the 38th verse, how this girl turned. She turned. She said, you know so much? You telling me this? And Mary said, all right. You must be know what you're talking about. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Now they will leave. They'll leave after you get a revelation. See? But how powerful, you know, I don't want to stay here, but how powerful this is if we really would see in this maturity class tonight and get matured enough to know that not only one angel travel with you. Not only one angel travels with you. There are angels that have been assigned to you. But if you don't know what to do, that you have the hand tied because of a lack of revelation. All right? Go back to Acts now. Let's look a minute because we have talked about the birth of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the death of Jesus, the burial of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus. But very little is spoken about the ascension. And the ascension of Jesus is part of the divine package. If he had not ascended, the job would not have been completed. You understand? So the ascension is very important, but look who's there. They were at the grave. Look who was there. Look who was telling him what's going on. Look who told Mary what's going on. Look who told Zechariah what's going on. Their ministry is still alive. I could prone to believe there's something you have been trying to accomplish. And you use the word, you use prayer, you use confession, You use the Holy Ghost, and that angel was standing right by you, waiting to excel to God's word coming out of your mouth. So, body of Christ, here we're in a tailspin of truth here that's going to start things to manifest among the people of God in a different phase of life, stronger, more powerful, more easier. Are you following me?
Yes,
I don't need no more than two of y'all to say amen. The rest of y'all.
Amen.
Other words, I'm saying to you, I know this from four decades, some things that I should have done were not accomplished because I didn't talk to my angel. You're going to learn in these sessions how to talk to angels. Angels talk your language when you're talking the word. See, the word of God is angels' language. The word of God calls angels to go to work. You get a revelation and a rhema, and you say, talk to me, baby. Talk to me. Let me do that for you. A lot of things in your personal life, your relationship, etc., etc. Because this conspiracy have kept the body of Christ with fictitious angels. As if, just like they thought the apostolic were going out, the way we've been handled, the angel gone. I see you rising up and saying, angel, you're going to help me. And all I got to do is have a word from God he can't turn down. How powerful they are. Now, here in Acts, we see angels on the scene, Acts 1. And the Lord, I had no idea he wanted me to teach on angels, but this heavenly government that has been lacking in the body of Christ. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
This heavenly government of angels in the body of Christ had been put aside for tradition. And religious spirit have tried to take the place of angels, but they can't. And so God's people now are moving forward in another dimension of the spirit. The Holy Spirit, the spirit of faith, and then ministering spirit. The Holy Spirit, the spirit of faith, and now ministering spirit. See, let me say a few things. Let the assignment come now. Let a need come in your life now. And you got the Holy Spirit, the spirit of faith, and ministry spirit. So tonight, you who are here, you who are listening apostolically, a dimension of the spirit is being added to your life. Now, whether you're going to receive it, you know, if you won't stay the same and think it's just a little Bible study, that's one thing, but there's a dimension being added to your life, and those hindering forces that has hindered you from going where you needed to go, you're going to be better equipped now, more powerful, more wiser, more stronger. So we're not just here talking tonight. We're here manifesting apostolic believers.
Hallelujah.
That they can begin to operate like the book of Acts. And quit acting. And have some real action. And have a testimony. I don't know how I got there. I was in another city.
All right, all right. Hallelujah.
I was in New Orleans, end up in New York. I don't know how I got there. See, I lost you. See, you think. Say, what are you talking about? The supernatural. I'll say this, and I think my father accepted. You give God a chance, he'll show off. And to him, it's not really showing off. It's just showing up. But he'll do so many great things for you. All right. All right. So let's look at the ninth verse of the opening, and then I'll give you some more things that I think you need. Acts 1:9. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. That's the ascension. That's very important because he's going back and tag with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit waiting on the tag. See, yeah, tag team, yeah. And if he wasn't left, the Holy Spirit would never be here. So you wouldn't even be holy. You wouldn't have no anointing. You wouldn't have no leading when you can't see. I don't see how I'm going to make it, but you were led anyway, because Jesus made the tag with the Holy Spirit, and you know you can trust the invisible. Do the impossible. Trust the invisible. Do the impossible. Please write that down. Trust the invisible. If it looked like it's not working, you must know it is. Verse 10 now, this angelic ministry, all with Jesus, all the while, birth, life, ministry, grave, cross, resurrection. Now here at his ascension, the angels are there again. If Jesus needed the angel all that many times, my God, what about me? Now, religion or revelation?
Revelation.
Religion, religious folks ain't talking to no angel. I don't see nothing. That's why you don't see nothing. You don't want to say nothing. I remember Kathy when she was a little girl, Charles' daughter. She saw a big angel come up in the room where she was. And I think Leroy Jr., one of them, saw an angel. At one time, it was you, Junior. Who was it? Ashana. I saw an angel at one time. Maybe both of y'all saw one. All right, verse 10 now. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men. Now that's two angels. So that let us know that they appear as men. Stood by them in white apparel. Now we got stuck on the white apparel. Oh God, they white. Angel might have a red suit on when he come here. You don't know what he gonna have. We got stuck on the white apparel. What you also, and they didn't know to show up. See, angels talk. What you also said, ye men of Galilee, that's angels talking. In verse 11, in case you don't know how to read your Bible, that's angels talking. All right? What you also say, they didn't only show up, they said something. You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? And, I'll say it, Lord. Angels have to help you from just gazing. A lot of time without the revelation here, we look at things and just gaze at them because we don't believe they're possible. And we need help. We need assistance. Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, not again, I'm a word now, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you're seeing him going to the heaven. That's the angel talking. All right. We must know angelic ministry and how to release them and yield to their ministry for us. May I give you that again?
Yes, sir.
All right. We must know angelic ministry and how to release them and yield to their ministry for us. Now, I was reading behind a great man, and he said to us, but the word say for us. That's a whole different game there. For us. That means something I need done. That angel going to help me do it. He we're going to read the definition. He ministered for me. I guess he had no problem ministering to me, but the Lord wanted me to know he ministered for me. And when he ministers for me, that's to me too. But it's a more wider scope. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of his job. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now here's why. Because you will be able to apply your faith in angel ministry. You will now improve your life unmeasurably. Many times, there are things you are believing God for. Now, angels will be able to assist you.
Amen.
Why? Because you know they're there.
Yes,
and because tonight the Holy Spirit is going to open some things up and explain some things to you. Go to now Hebrews 1 again. Hebrews 1, verse 13. And Jesus and the Father been making some comparison with Jesus and the angel to make you know who Jesus really is. But to watch of the angel, verse 13, chapter 1, said he at any time, set down my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. He said that to Jesus. Now the angel can't take that position. That's Jesus' position. But then he gave us this definition of angel. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
I mean, verse 14. Read it. Are they not all ministering spirit sent forth? Now, I just saw something when we read that. They all ministering spirit. So you're not going to find no angel, nothing else. Their job are to minister for the heir of salvation. All of them. I just saw that. I read the scripture many times. Are they not all ministering spirits? So that means they are invisible and visible. They're invisible when they need to be. They're visible when they need to be. Now, because you're going to know something, and this stranger show up and start doing things out of the ordinary, through the spirit of discernment, you will know how to flow. Now, one thing you got to be mindful, you got to have discernment, because the scripture said that Satan can transform himself into an angel of light. So the deeper you get in the spirit world, the more perception and the more discernment you're going to have. Because there's always room for imitators.
Yes. Yes,
Satan is an imitator.
Yes.
So he more than threw his rod down.
Yes,
that devil threw his rod down and turned to a snake. So God had to show that there was a fake manifestation. More the snake at his up.
Yes, sir.
See, but now, to teach you on this level, I must warn you to yield to the Spirit of God for discernment. Don't jump for everything, because Satan can transform himself in an angel of light. All right? Now that's the Holy Spirit's job, to let you know if this is a real thing. The Spirit bear witness with your spirit. And so the deeper we go and the more matured you become in the things of God, you're going to have to study, you're going to have to pray, and you're going to have to seek God's face.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're getting deeper and deeper in the spirit realm. See, because now your eyes going to be able to see, your ears going to be able to hear, your heart going to be able to understand, because the Holy Spirit take you deeper. That's 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. Deeper into the wisdom, deeper into the present, deeper into the power of God, and you'll be through living a normal life. 5 and 2. 5 on and 2 off. Regular life. You know, Monday through Friday and then off Saturday and Sunday. No excitement, no expectation. Routine living. See, revelation living is different than routine. It's different than religion. It's different than ritual. There's an expectation, oh my God. There's an expectation of people who are moving deeper into the spirit realm. Who you think taking us there tonight? The Holy Ghost want to introduce you to angels. The Holy Ghost, that's why the Lord have instructed me to apostolically teach you about this heavenly government that the church have not been using. He go home with you. He been assigned to watch over you. He would like a little fellowship sometime. You telling me to say something to angel? Yeah, if you got a word, tell him. Word of God. I hope for this series come on, some of them come turn the chairs over on you just so y'all know they're real. They're real. They're real. I've seen them before, you know. Yeah. Are they not all ministry spirit sent forth for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Now, he also called them of fire. Yeah, there's a lot of fire incident when the Bible, and they were there. All right, Hebrews 13 now, and then I'll give you some points to put down. Hebrews 13. Hallelujah. The Lord is revealing to us how to cooperate with the ministry of angels. Write that down. How to cooperate. How to flow with the ministry of angels. And the ministry of angels are real today. We've been living so regular. But as you learn things in the spirit, you start walking in a real world. A real world of righteousness. A real world of God direction. I pray God that the angels help me tonight. And give somebody an experience. Touch somebody. Pull somebody's arm. To let them know he's here. They are here. See, it's been so long, my God, neglected. And then normal people or religious people or hard-headed people will reject it. You know. See? Well, I really can't believe nothing I don't see. Well, why you breathe all last night like you didn't see that? You never say, I don't believe in breathing. Hebrews 13:1, let brotherly love continue. There's a second verse I want you to see though. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Could it be possible that at your strongest moment of need, an angel was there to assist you? But I got to use the word now. But because of ignorance, we did not know he was there. But oh, bless God. After a night like tonight, I will be looking for him. Because I know when things get too strong for me, Things what I can't explain, I can't understand. That's why he'll come in and be to my assistant. Somebody say, thank God for that. Well, you know, just these few moments I've been talking, your life has changed. Your life has expanded. You're not a normal believer no more. You're head of the church pack. See, there's an awareness. There's an awakening. There's an alarm going off in the spirit realm. I have so much more for you. You're not going to receive it? I have so much more for you. But you have to train. You have to develop. You have to receive. You have to grow. You have to know. You have to hear. You have to observe. You have to start acting like you got an angel with you. Stop talking about being by myself. Nobody help me. You're not by yourself. Stop calling God a lie. Some of y'all live by yourself, going home. You by yourself. You're not by yourself. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Them two men went to Abraham. I'll talk about it later on. All right, turn to now one more scripture, and then I'm going to start Psalm 103. Psalm 103. We've got to know how this works. Yeah, thank the Lord is right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at somebody and tell them, let me get this angel minister working in my life right quick. And you're going to tell the truth. Tell them I need some help. Hallelujah. I don't know how much you're getting, but I'm enjoying all these years I've been studying to take the body of Christ to another realm of understanding. Now, you can't go talk to religious folks about this. They're going to auger you down. You're wasting fuel. The average preacher you can't talk, you're wasting fuel. Why would you waste fuel like that? Psalm 103. Now, I want you to notice this. Verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in what? In strength. That what? Hearkening. What? What? Hearkening to the voice of his word that is in my mouth. So now you see an activating point here. How many caught it? Now you have an activating point with angels. If you have God's word, sometime God give you a word to activate your angel. See? Just as all the other benefits God has for the church are packaged in mysteries, angelic invention is also packaged as one of the most sophisticated mysteries of life. It's a mystery. See, it's one of the mysteries. The ministry of angel is available, and the Holy Spirit is given us so that we may know the things that are freely given to us by God. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Until we know that they are given to us. Until we know that they are given to us. And let me add this to it. And know how they function. Or what will cause them to function. We just read it in Psalm 103 verse 20. The voice of God. The voice of God's word. Now, it could have said the voice of God. Then I said, oh, God got to tell him. No, it said a voice of God's word. So if I get God's word, my voice. See, God be trying to tell you something. See, every child of God should be able to voice God's word at any given moment. There's no satanic jam that God don't give you a word. Now, until we know that they are given to us, and they are, we cannot experience the benefit of their being given. Neither can we fully reign. What? Neither can we fully reign, because in the kingdom of God to which we belong, we reign by knowledge. How many here? How many hearing it? I have 6 libraries, 1,000 of books. And it's amazing how God, when he want me to teach something, I walk in the library, just walk down, he tell me to stand still. He said, not that you're in the wrong library. So I had to go down to my game room. I got another library down there. And I'm just poking around. He said, I want you to look at that book right there. And how to release your angel effectively. Write it down, because I'm going to tell you a few things. How to release your angel effectively. Now, you're really going to have to be listening to this next statement I'm going to give you. It is necessary to remind ourselves that angelic ministration are saint-limited. Everybody can't go talk to no angel. You got to be in the family. Because if you're not in the family, you ain't got no voice. Because the voice come by rhema. A voice, not quoting scripture, a voice come by revelation. So it's restricted only to people who have been saved and sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, and have their name written in the book of life. But shame on the body of Christ. We act like the man, right, that's right, the man who's not saved is equal to us because he got 2 cars. Do not judge your power by your material stuff. You hear what I said? Stop judging your power. Don't let sinners make you jealous. How can you make somebody jealous who been born of the Spirit of God and got the whole, they might have a better job, but they don't have a better source. Come on now. Come on. How you gonna let somebody just because they got an education make you feel bad? And you born of God's Spirit, and you got spiritual education. You know you got an angel. You know they don't have none. They're not saved. We got to stop this mess. Calling people success because they got stuff. Everybody who's a Christian is successful. So you have to be born again before you can enjoy the ministry of angels or get them to work on your behalf or at your request. What? You have to be born again. How many of y'all born again? All right, so you qualify, right? So you say you have to be born again. All right, I qualify. Before, listen to what it said. Before you can enjoy the ministry of angels. Enjoy. I believe if I'm in trouble and somebody coming against me and I know one angel took out 127,000 people, I know them five of the six people against me can't handle me. See, you need to know that. Because you'll get stressed out and you'll come down on their level when you can go home and let the angel handle it. Oh, you never had nobody come against you. Oh, I see, I understand. You've been in the utopia world. Well, you keep living in this world, somebody gonna come against you. You have to be born again before you can enjoy the ministry of angels, or get them to work on your behalf, or at your request. Come on, at your request. Angels, at my request. And I know how I have to make my request because they excel to the voice of his word. Now, when you're in this type of turf and territory, it says, for the Bible exists not for information, but for instruction, for guidelines on what to do or not to do in similar situation and circumstances. Please don't panic. It looks like something has overwhelmed you and you're not going to make, please don't panic. Give the angel a chance. Angel back there just rocking. Say, all right, she can't handle it. All right, let me see what she's going to do. Oh, Lord, help me. No. Situation and circumstances are angels' appetizer. It's not the man meal. Feel like rocking now. I know they've saved me many times in many situations. So here we go now. Stick with me. We need to look deep into the word to locate the master keys and principles which the early saint employed for the effective release of their angel. Master keys. Keys to release angel. Angel keys. You ought to know what the keys are. You know what the keys are? You know what an angel key is? Look at it, look at me. You know what? Go back to Psalm 120. 103 verse 20. The word, yeah. His word. Now, not just you reading a Bible passage. Because as the scripture said, they don't know the scripture, nor the power of God. They don't know the power of the scripture, nor the power. Search the scripture, many of them think they have life, but they testify of me. So you just can't go read a scripture to an angel. Because he know you don't believe it. It's not investigation, it's meditation. Amen. When that word becomes spirit and life in your soul, then you speak the next time, it's not you speaking, it's God speaking. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. What are some of the hindrances for flowing in angels' ministry? The first one is blindness. Blindness, because I'm going to make three or four statements on the blindness. Blindness is a hindrance. The worst thing to do is be spiritually blind. When it comes to the things of God, Until you believe it, you can't experience it. See, that's the way God works. See, Hebrews 11 and 6. Go there, Hebrews 11 and 6. I hear the Lord calling me. Hebrews chapter 11. See, listen to this statement. I'll put Hebrews 11 and 6 right with this. Listen. He said, he's talking about blindness now. It's a hindrance of going in a deeper realm of the spirit, a deeper realm of the supernatural, or going into, these are ministering spirit. So they operate in the spirit and make physical things happen. But physical things not going to send them out. So blindness, when it comes to the things of God, until you believe it, you cannot experience it. Until you believe it, you cannot experience it. So you got to believe the scripture that we're teaching you about angel. Because the Bible said without faith, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. So you got to believe. You got to believe because the angels are sent by God. You got to believe they are, and then the reward from their ministry will start functioning in your life. There's another way to say it. Whatever is written must be seen before it can be possessed. See, we're talking about revelation. We're talking about illumination. We're talking about, Lord, open my eyes in this realm. I knew this is a new level of heavenly government because the apostles are coming unchoked. Yes, amen. To teach pastors and to teach ministers to go in that dimension all the way. Teach ministers how to make God their souls and their supplier, yes. That they won't have to cater to the people, yes. That they can feed the flock. See, because a regular person said, man, he believed that the angel, he believes you can talk to him. I believe it. I see it. It's right there in God's word. You leave here and go live a regular life. You leave here and go back with your crybaby stuff. And all the Lord is saying to you tonight, you need to say, Lord, help me with this. Help me to understand these angels. Take my life to another level. See, I'm not just up here talking. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to another level. See, in the spirit world. See, when he said, eyes have not seen you, in the, he said the Holy Spirit will take you deeper. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2, 9, 10. See, what we're doing here, we're going deeper in the area of apostolic substance that will cause us to mature, will cause Ephesians 4:12 to start taking place, which is our vision. See, eyes have not seen, no ears heard, neither entered the heart of man to think that God had prepared for them that love him. But the Spirit, what? Reveal. Keep reading. But the Spirit reveal what? What did he reveal? You in 1 Corinthians 2:10? The deep things of God. Y'all don't see that in your Bible? Why y'all didn't say it then? What's the matter with y'all tonight? The deep things of God. We're going deeper. And your life should go deeper. And your life should be sweeter. Either you in tough time. Whatever is written must be seen before it can be possessed. That's why I took the Holy Spirit honors the angels' ministry. Because they're not in no competition. You got your shouting clothes on? Yes. And you're really going to have to listen. The unbeatable personalities call the hosts of heaven all around us. Amen. All right. Go to Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide under the shadow. Dwelling and abiding. Then he say something. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress. In him I trust. Then all of a sudden you get down in that psalm, and because this statement, because I want you to hear the unbeatable. The undefeatable. Huh? I don't know if it's such a word. The unlosable. My God, I just want to get my point across. The unstoppable. I feel like screaming. What I found out, Corey, here's what I found out. I'll never be whooped another day in my life. I will pray in tongue and charge angels. Can you see it? Where I had you trying? Psalm 91. Yeah, because we need to look at this because this is such a powerful covering here. Notice how I said it. It's God, we have a powerful covering that we need to know about. See in the 10th verse of that opening. Well, the 9th verse. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angel to keep thee. They shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Angelical enablement is what that you go on read, you read further down. But it's angelical enablement. You're able to do this because the angels are boasting you on and pushing you and pulling you and hugging you and covering you at the same time. The unbeatable portion there. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Call a host of heaven are all around us. It means I'm not going down. Now, quickly, I'm going to close in a few minutes. Job never realized it, and Elijah's servant was also initially ignorant of the fact. And so you need to hear this. Don't let any devil confuse you about the presence of angels. They're there. Just as the demonic world is invisible, the angelic world is invisible. And they'll try to fool you, they don't exist. Then I made a little joke here. Have you ever seen the devil on the street? Has the devil ever introduced himself to you before saying, my name is Mr. Satan, Lucifer? Yet at any time you find young men engaged in a brawl, you see an individual on the street who suddenly strips himself naked, you immediately identify the devil as being around and at work, even though nobody can see him physically on the scene. So it is with angels of God. So y'all stop seeing demon and see angels. Stop seeing fallen angels and seeing angels that are sent for you. Are you following me? Let's read this story in our close tonight. In 2 Kings, we'll take up our next session. The Lord just wants us in this, Acts of the Apostle. Actually, Acts of the Holy Ghost. But he wanted to make sure that, you know, the apostolic had to be on the scene for the manifestation that you saw in the book of Acts. The government of God was real strong in the book of Acts. And that's why we see some miraculous things happening, because they had believers who was believing beyond the natural. We've been in reverse for a long time, and we back back from that power, but we're coming back. I remember I'm trying to experience the first time I read this. I had some trouble. I had to get some help. I was trying, man. What is happening here, man? This man here, see, the other man seen something, the other man don't see nothing. What's going on here? You know? And so I want to look at it before we close tonight so you can have something to dream about. 2 Kings chapter 6. Now remember, this is not a Bible story. This is God revealing his ability, what he can do at any given moment. All right, you with me? All right, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 14. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariot, and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early, verse 15, and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariot. And his servant said to him, Allah, my master, how shall we do? Well, he said, man, what we going to do? Here we go now. Have you ever been in your life? That question ever came up? Oh, Jesus. I thought the word was just for me. You look at me now and say, oh, Apostle, really, blessed. Shoot, you better know where I came from, baby. I came down some what you gonna do streets. I slept some what you gonna do nights. I woke up to some what you gonna do morning. And it hadn't left afternoon. I've had some afternoon what you gonna do. So I know the word. You can't talk me out the word of God. I know the word work. I don't supposed to be here. I've been in shootouts with guns, shooting holes in cars, ducking behind cars, shooting back. Say, what? Yes. I've been in restrooms with five or six people, all of them had guns in the air, and they all wasn't with each other. I've turned over three or four times in a car, total loss. Lady come and said, he dead. I said, no, I'm not. I'm drunk, but not dead. I staggered on out of there. I'm at work. They called at work to see where I was living because a trainer hit my car and total losses. That's how my daddy died. They thought it was me. I've had men have put hit out on my life. I didn't know nothing about it. His wife was a little usher. Nice little lady. I guess sometimes a lady tried to make him a little jealous or something, you know, because I ain't had nothing to do with her. So he got a hit on my life. I don't even know it. Somebody killed him in the store before he got to me. When I came back, they told me, said, you know, that man was out to get you. I was at the Baptist convention. Shot him in the store. He must have been getting too close. So whatever he wanted me for, he was lying. Because I don't run around. You see what I'm saying? So I've been down some roads that I didn't know what to do. But God, angels protect me. See, God knew my assignment to you. That's why he kept me alive. That's why I'm here tonight. God knew you need to know about the angel. Let's read it. Let's close. Let's read it. I want you to go home with this. Seeing this, this is so powerful. When the verse 15 said, when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, and host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, how are we going to make it? How shall we do? And he answered, fear not, verse 16. For they that are with us are more. That's a what? One. two, me and you. And he looked back out there again. Like he said, he's gone over his rocker. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Here's where it come in at, verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open this boy's eye and let him know we're not by ourselves. Open his eyes that he may see. What? Open. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariot of fire round about Elijah. And when they came down to him, Elijah prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elijah. And Elijah said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass when they were coming to Samaria, in verse 20, that Elijah said, Lord, now open the eyes of these men that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw. And behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. You go on and read the rest of it. I just want you to see that how this thing worked. Thank God for it, right? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That's enough. We'll stop. We will take up next. Just read those scriptures about angels and get yourself more acquainted and get in a meditative mode on the scriptures we went over, because I'm sure that we'll deal with some more hindrances, and they will deal with some more keys to release your angel. All right? Amen.